So, my name is Chris Johnson, and something happened at work the other day. Oh, man. How about I start here? You've listened to this podcast a while. You've heard a lot of episodes. You're probably thinking, you know what you should never do? Tell your fucking supervisors that this exists, right? I started this podcast when I worked at the radio station, and people I worked with closely knew about it, but the management didn't know about it. Eventually, they found out about it, and I didn't give a fuck. But I was already kind of on my way out the door. It didn't lead to any weird conversations, anything like that. When I worked at the office store, I didn't give a fuck, and they didn't give a fuck. It's just like, hey, you still gonna come in at 7 in the morning on Saturdays? Yes, I am. Then we don't give a shit what the fuck you do. Just show up. We need a fucking live body here. The new job, though? The new job's a very button-down, corporate-type environment. A guy I worked with at the radio station, Jack Diamond, great dude. He said to me when he knew I was applying to the new job, he's like, listen, I'm going to fucking tell you right now, whatever you do, do not mention that podcast at your new job. Don't do it. Don't fucking give them any reason to fuck with you. So I didn't. I kept it quiet during the interview process. I was probably there a month, maybe thereabouts, before I told a couple people about it. But I've been there a few months now, so it's starting to spread a little bit more. More people know about it. One thing they like at the new job that I fucking hate at the new job are fucking icebreakers. You have to do all this dumb shit, all these dumb fucking games when you're introducing yourself to new person. It's awful at first, but the icebreakers have kind of died down because you fucking know everybody that you're dealing with for the most part. But we're back in the training room at the new job. There's a new trainer in there that's going to help out. New trainer is like, look, I don't want to do a big fucking icebreaker game. So this is what we're going to do. Introduce the person next to you. Wow, great. So we went around the entire fucking room. I'm one of the last people to be introduced. And the girl that's introducing me specifically gave me instructions not to mention her in the podcast. So I don't have a nickname for her yet. I don't have a nickname for a lot of them yet. Here's what I get a lot of at work. Chris, don't put me in a fucking podcast. I get a lot of that shit. Well, you're all getting in eventually. Just not today. So she's like, this is Chris. And he has a podcast, and if that fucking moment right there, like if it was a fucking movie trailer, it would have been the time where you hear that fucking lame-ass record skip, like, you know, that shit. Like if it was a movie trailer, they'd be like, Bill fell in love, and then he found out that it was his sister. And then it would be like, you know, the tire screech or some shit. That's what fucking happened to me. That's a fucking live moment that happened to me right fucking there. I'm looking around the room, everybody staring like, whoa, fellas. I don't know if you want to be fucking listening to this. And the trainer dude's like, really? I have a podcast. What's it called? I looked over at the head trainer. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know if you want a piece of this. It's a little hot. It's a little heated. A little fucking vulgar. Not work appropriate. And the other day, I said that people from Texas were stupid. And you asked me why I was being mean. Don't know if you're ready for this. But everybody's fucking intrigued. They're like, whoa, what's it called? What's it called? I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, if we walk down this fucking road, we're not coming back from this. I was like, if you fucking Google this name, it is coming up. You will find it. And our relationship might never be the same again. I see the fucking head trainer typing, tap, 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 tap. Oh, fuck, she's going to Google already. I haven't even fucking started yet. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing this. We're going down this road right now. It's called maybe 5 minutes. Don't recommend listening to it, but there it is. So you can find it, you can take a look at it. Fine. We got a big fucking board in there, like a big fucking TV that's hooked up to the trainer's computer. Oh boy, we fucking Google that shit right up on the big board. There's my face, there's my two fucking sexy cats. Episode 59, like, I said to everybody at that moment, I want you to know that I love all of you. And it's been a nice run. It's been a great few months. I might not be here tomorrow, but it was a pleasure. I couldn't believe it. It was like an out-of-body experience when you just see your world crashing down around you. I'm not like obsessed with my podcast stats because I don't get like paid for this shit. I just do it because it's fun and it helps ease my anxiety and I get a kick out of it and you seem to like it. So I keep doing them and I got a lot of fucking stories. But anyway, back to the stats. I check my podcast stats. I'm interested in who's fucking listening, but you know, some sites don't give stats. It depends on where you listen. Whatever. It's not a fucking true number. But I will say this, I kept a close eye on the stats after that reveal, and they went up. Somebody's listening. Somebody new is listening. Things are about to get fucking weird. Normally, I like making shit weird at work. If I'm the subject, I don't know how weird I want this shit to be. One thing is guaranteed As the bad boy said during class, after I said my premature goodbyes, Chris, you get fired, we don't give a shit. Just don't stop the podcast. I appreciate your support as well, B. I appreciate your support as well. The podcast will continue, regardless of whether or not I get fired, and it will still update Sunday and Wednesday. And you can still hear it on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Those motherfuckers don't care what shit I say. They're happy to put it online. Follow me as well at Johnson Hates You. Might be your only way to communicate with me from here on out.